Now, before the pandemic, there was a growing concern about vaping, especially among younger people, how vaping was being presented versus what was being discovered about it. That was starting to display quite the conflict. Well, there was a little surprise tucked into the COVID relief package, the one back in December. Congress imposed new restrictions on pretty much everything related to vaping of any kind. New law bans mail delivery of vaping products, requires all vendors to comply with more greatly detailed tax reporting rules. This all places restrictions on distribution of all vaping equipment, parts, supplies, and like I said, including a ban on mailing them. If you want to look it up, in the 2021 Consolidated Appropriations Act, it's page 5136 of the 5,593-page bill. It's called the Preventing Online Sales of E-Cigarettes to Children's Act. The bill amends the Jenkins Act of 1949, which requires that vendors who sell cigarettes to customers in other states register with the tax administrators in those states and notify them of such sales so they can collect the taxes that the buyers are pretty much officially obligated to pay. Bill further expands the Jenkins Act, redefining cigarette to include electronic nicotine delivery systems, which are not cigarettes technically, but they're considered to be now. It also defines electronic nicotine delivery system to include products that do not deliver nicotine. For example, any electronic device that through an aerosolized solution delivers nicotine, flavor, or any other substance to the user inhaling from the device. So that's what brings in e-cigarettes, e-hookahs, e-cigars, electronic pipes, vape pens, refillable vaporizers, plus any component, liquid part, or accessory used with those devices, whether shipped together with them or sold separately. So to put it into plain English, any product related to vaping, whether of nicotine, THC, CBD, lavender, or anything else, will now be subject to the Jenkins Act's requirements. Bill also requires U.S. Postal Service to, clarify that the ban on mailing cigarettes covers all of those products, which are not actually cigarettes, don't really have anything to do with nicotine, but they're part of the bill now, and they all fall under the same umbrella of things now you got to do. Now, this isn't to say that vendors haven't been, trying to accomplish what these new laws are going to mandate. They'd be using what's called the Postal Service's ID at delivery option to comply with the age limit. It's not an absolute, certainly not like this is, but be that as it may, that's no longer going to be permitted. According to the vaping industry, it's estimated this is going to cut dealers' revenue by up to 70%. There was a study back in 2018, the British Public Health Service wrote, vaping poses only a small fraction of the risks of smoking, and switching completely from smoking to vaping conveys substantial health benefits over continued smoking. Well, that's if you're going from smoking to vaping. Yes, in most cases, that's going to be a step backwards in taking in the toxins, step forward for your personal health. The problem is, it's being found that kids are starting with vaping and then moving into tobacco products.